Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I have some concrete comment, not concrete, but general comments on those paragraphs you provided on prohibition and restrictions. And as for paragraph 1 to 4, we can basically accept those paragraphs, but there's some suggestion to make. As for paragraph 3, this paragraph can be supplemented by putting at the end of sentence a phrase such as which is not compliance with IHL. And as for paragraph 4, this should be understood to be based on the precautionary principle. And with regard to paragraph 5, Japan believes that the existence of or absence of human involvement is not a concept that is explicitly stated in IHL. However, because the absence of human involvement can lead to the inability to operate as intended by the users, and in turn can lead to unforeseen harm to civilians. So we place importance on the operation within the human chain of command and on appropriate human judgment. In addition, with regard to paragraph 6, we place a particular importance on reliability and explainability. We also consider predictability and traceability to be useful concepts, but the details of what they mean need to be discussed. And we understand that paragraph 7 and below paras are requirements that each state party should have in their laws so that they can apply international humanitarian law. Furthermore, it should be noted that there is no common understanding of terms such as types of targets, number of engagements, and mission parameters, and there is no clear connection with the principles of distinction and precaution in international humanitarian law. Therefore, it is necessary to discuss the details of the meaning of these terms and to get clear understanding on their relationship with international humanitarian law. Thank you very much.